Shalom Aleichem. I hope you're keeping warm in this beautiful, rainy Erev Shabbos day, Parshat Vishalach. And we are going to be learning the Netivot Shalom, Tivis Shalom, together to get our Avodas Hashem on fire, ready for the Shabbos Kodesh. La'achar Parshat Yitziyat Mitzrayim, Akriyas Yamsu, Fashiras Hayam. After all the amazing stories of leaving Egypt and the splitting of the sea and the singing of the song by the Yam Suf, Ba'oem Giluyim Nisgavim Ad Ma'od, where we, the Jewish people, experience the highest revelations. Sherata Shifcha Al Hayam Mashalora Aicheskel Anavi, what a simple Shifcha, maidservant by the sea, had revelations that even Yechezko HaNavi never had. Even little babies were saying, we're going to glorify God. The very next story is the story of Mara. I believe it's in Revi'i. And the Torah says, they came to a place called Mara, and they could not drink water, for the water was bitter. That's why we call its name Mara. So they screamed out to Hashem, and God gave them through a tree, plant, vayishlech elamayim vayim tiku amayim. And he threw the tree into the water, and the water was sweetened. Atayra gdoisha melamedet shkan ki zelu madzeh asa alokim. So, again, this is a very strange story with Hashem throwing a tree into the water. If you're, you know, a simple reading of the text, you're obviously going to be asking yourself, what the heck is this supposed to teach me? Is it a magic trick when you really need water? You know, throw trees into the water. Like, there's got to be some sort of deeper teaching going on here. So what's this all about? So there's many, many, many beautiful ideas here. But let's see what the Netiv Shalom has to teach us. When it comes to our Avodas Hashem, God created one thing corresponding to the other. Zelu matzeh. La'achir giluyim ke'ele shayat nira kilu kfar niklav em ha'bechira. After such high revelations with the Jewish people, it seemed almost like they didn't have any free choice because they were on such a high level of Avodas Hashem. God's presence was so clear. Right exactly at that moment, the Yetzer Hara gets strong. And dafka then, the Yetzer Hara, that evil inclination, was strong. And they went to the water and it was bitter. Mayim Ramaz, of course, the Torah. Mayim is always a hint to Torah. Chen la'avodah v'tefillah, and similarly to our tefillah and to our service of God. Shaitait kabrut kazesh yergishu meriris v'torah va'avodah v'chol davar shebekdusha. There was a bitterness in their davening and their learning in all matters of holiness. Asher zehu anisayon ha'koshe b'yoter etel yudi. This is the hardest challenge of a Jew. Kasher nilkach mimenu atam. He doesn't feel the sweetness, the taste in his Avodas Hashem. Ve'enu margish ta'anug u'metikus ba'avodas Hashem. Doesn't feel the sweetness. So, again, very often this happens. You pass a really big test. You should be just so strong after overcoming a challenge. And dafka then, when you're on such a high level, you have another challenge that Hashem sends your way, because this whole world of ours is one of overcoming challenges. And now there's some bitterness. You don't really feel excited about Torah and mitzvos. And your Yetzirah tells you, yeah, tov, you finished the Maseches, and now let's, I don't know, go to the bar. Now let's go try to fill that oineg in a non-holy type of way. And this, and you don't feel the excitement, the taste of Torah and mitzvahs. This is something that happens. This is built into the metaphysical rules of the universe. It teaches us in Tevah Shalom. And that's what happened to the Jewish people. Dafka, when they are on such a high level of Avodas Hashem, they didn't feel the sweetness of Hashem. So what do we do? Okay, that's the problem. What's the answer? So the answer is, just skipping ahead. And God will pass to you a tree, a plant. Oh, special for Tu B'Shvat. The tree, of course, is a tree of life. Which the Zohar says, of course, refers to Shabbos. Hainu shenatan l'Kadosh Baruch Hu eitz ha'shichu atzman l'Shabbos. You want to feel that sweetness in your avodas Hashem? Take that tree of life, i.e. Shabbos Kodesh. That's the eitzah. Go to Shabbos. Hatikun Avraham shalidea v'yimteku amayim. If we take Shabbos upon yourself in a stronger way, then our avodas Hashem will be sweet. K'ma marmaran milchochetz. Shabbos is so strong, it lights up even the darkest places. And sweetens for you even the bitterest situations. Shabbos is a tree of life. Shabbos gives us life for Shabbos, gives us vitality. As we sing in the song, Shabbos is the holy place of connecting to our soul. Shabbos fills up our soul with sweetness. The seventh day is the delight of the soul, itaden bavatecha v'yiratecha, to delight in your awe and in your love. Im, as the pasuk says, im tashiv mishabbos ragleka b'karta l'shabbat oneg. If you call Shabbos oneg, az titaneg al Hashem, then you will really enjoy your service of Hashem. Shabbos kodesh, notenet l'yudi tanog be'elokos. When you're investing in Shabbos kodesh, it gives delight to a yid. And this is also the pshat when Hashem throws a tree. The eitz is a lashon of eitzah, the advice, the marim. How do you get out of the bitterness? When everything is bitter, when you invest in Shabbos Kodesh, the waters will be sweetened. No matter how far down you've gone, you grab a hold of Shabbos Kodesh, and you can go to the highest places. And Shabbos, that's what Chazal tells us, that Shabbos brings redemption to the world. Real galus is when you feel far from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'enu margish shavas Hashem. You don't feel love of Hashem. K'moshal damrina t'zachmenu od begaloti. The galus hakasher v'yater l'nishmat yudi. Real exile is when your soul feels disconnected. V'ashabes nesugal l'itorer l'lev yudi l'avotayit barach l'itaneg al Hashem v'yagul l'leolam. And Shabbos can wake us up to truly love a Kadosh Baruch Hu and bring redemption to the world. And that's why, by the way, Rashi says this is why Shabbos was taught at Mara, and when the Jews were being weak in their Shabbos Kodesh Shmiras, and then Amalek came. If we just would have taken Shabbos upon ourselves, we would have had the full Tikkun. evolved. Bezrat Hashem. So what's the takeaway from this beautiful, beautiful teaching? The takeaway is very simple. Is sometimes you want to feel the Kedusha of Shabbos Kodesh. You want to go learning Torah to be more enjoyable. Davening to be more enjoyable. All of Yerbonus Hashem to be more enjoyable. Advice of the Holy Slonim Rebbe is take Shabbos more seriously. What does that mean? Perhaps I would suggest learn a little bit more Torah on Shabbos, because that's an neshama that we connect to on Shabbos. Maybe a Gemara Shabbos, maybe a Hasidic Sefer about Shabbos, maybe Halachas of Shabbos, Dafka on Shabbos. Brings great reward to our soul and also can wake us up to ourselves to Shabbos Kodesh. Maybe take more time to prepare for Shabbos. Maybe take tefillah. Go to a minyan where you sing and dance a little extra niggin on Shabbos. Maybe don't just waste away your Shabbos, you know, with just eating and sleeping, but invest in a little bit more in Yonei Kedusha and in that merit. May Hashem bless us that He should awaken all of our avodas Hashem in the highest, strongest way possible. May you have an amazing Shabbos. If you enjoyed this little podcast, Taita, please send me a thumbs up with a smiley face to my WhatsApp, and then I'll know you listened to the whole shiur. And then it'll make my Shabbos Kodesh. Hope you have a great Shabbos wherever you're at. Bezrat Hashem Yisparach. Avi, don't worry. I'm not going to send the video out. I'm just going to do the podcast.
Oh, really? Why?
Except...